Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Andy. I needed to let you know that we are coming down to the wire on RebateJet.com. What's RebateJet? It's a platform I created for you guys, the small to medium-sized sellers trying to compete against those big brands with those big budgets. Go now to RebateJet.com, sign up for that free seller account before it goes away this month. Now, why do you want to be a part of RebateJet? Just a few things. You can list promo codes for free. You can offer 3 rebates free per day. You can list your products and sell them directly to our customers on our website. We even have a free liquidation marketplace for you to unload products that didn't work out. We also have something else crazy in the works. You guys are going to love it. Go now, RebateJet.com. Now onto the show.
Welcome to the Seller Roundtable e-commerce coaching and business strategies with Andy Arnott and Amy Wiese.
All right, guys. So over the last few days, I've been looking for a new product to source for our business. And, you know, I'm always telling people one of the biggest things that I'm seeing over and over again, and continues to be a major issue, is the fact that people are using sourcing tools to find their products. And by the time they get them spun up, they see that those products are either saturated or they run into another major issue with like things like marketing and things like that. So I went through my normal process, starting with keyword research, working my way back, did keyword research. Then I went to PPC, looked at what my marketing costs would be. Then I looked at demand on things like Instagram, Twitter, Google Trends, things like that. This product is in what could be a very competitive niche, but people are staying out of it for one reason, and that reason is because I checked this product. You know, I always tell people use the sourcing tool as your last step, not your first. So I took one of the most popular product sourcing tools, and I gave it a check, which is my final step, verification step. Now what was really interesting is when I used that software to check my idea, it gave me a score of 0 on the opportunity score, which is pretty interesting. Now, if you were sourcing the other way around, meaning that you were starting out with those tools, you would just move on to the next product, and never find this product. And I think that's why a lot of people aren't selling this product. It is a massive, there's massive demand and very little competition. So we are doing what we normally do, which in this case, because it's an ultra competitive niche, we're sourcing a small quantity to test our idea. And in small quantity, I think we ordered 200. And so we're going to do, it was, 2 variations of 100 pieces each, and, we're going to do a test on that and see how it works. But, from looking at all the data, I think it's going to be a raving success. So it's going to be, interesting to play out. I will let you know how this works. And once we get that going, I'll report back to you guys and let you know how that works. But, once again, my point here, which I want to just keep driving home to you guys, is do not use sourcing tools to get product ideas, at least not out of the gate. Start with keywords, work your way back. That should be your last step. Like I said, your verification step. Now, as I just said, even though that was my last step, my verification step, using one of the sourcing tools, I still decided to go ahead because all of my data was better than what they had because I actually went and did it manually. So to me, my data is stronger than their data. And like I said, we're going to do a test and see how it works out. I will let you guys know. I will be honest with you. If this product fails miserably, I will let you guys know. Looking at the data, I think we have a really good chance to have a very strong product. And strong product, meaning I think we could easily sell a minimum once we launch it and get going like 50 a day. But like I said before, with our tests, what we'll do is we'll put the 100 units up of each variation, and we'll do some marketing first, you know, some PPC and maybe a little bit of offsite traffic, and see if we grow. If, you know, we start out selling like 1 a day, then we go to 2, then we go to 3, then we're at 6, then we're at 10. You know, if we see that kind of trend, then we know that that product's going to continue to grow, and that's when we get back on the phone with our employee in China and let her know that we want to make a new order that's going to be fully branded, packaged, you know, with larger quantities. So, yeah, I just wanted to share with you guys how do not trust the sourcing tools. They're great tools, but that's all they are. It just should be one of the tools in your arsenal. It should be, like I said, rather than the first step, which is where most people start with those sourcing tools, it should be your absolute last step, your verification step. And even then, if you've done all the research manually, like I've talked about, and you still you know, see the big opportunity there, I definitely think that you know, that you should trust yourself over those tools. Those tools are driven by algorithms. The algorithms can be wrong. The data that they import can be wrong. And if you do your homework, you have a better chance than using sourcing tools. All right, that's it, guys. That's all I have for you today. It is Friday, which it's been an interesting, crazy week. Got back from SellerCon, pretty exhausted. And as you guys know, I'm an introvert. So, you know, being around tons of people kind of drains me. So it's nice to be home. You know, being away from my family is rough. I may be going down to, if anybody watches Neil Patel and Eric Hsu's podcast, Marketing School. They're doing an event tomorrow. If you guys are going to that, look for me. I'm going to try to make it. I have two kids who are sick, so I don't know if I can leave my wife with them and make it happen, but I'm going to try. If you guys are planning on being there, reach out to me before you get there. I think it's only like 100 people. It's a small event. That's why I really want to go. But if any of you guys are going, let me know. That would be great to meet up with any of you guys that are going. All right, guys, if you have any questions, I'll wait for you know, a couple minutes here, see if anybody has any questions. If not, I will get back to the long list of things I have to do today. All right, guys, doesn't look like any questions. If I do get any questions, I will follow up in the comments. So just I'll tag you in the comments and you can come and look back later. All right, guys, happy Friday. Have a great day. Cheers.
Thanks for tuning in. Join us every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for live Q&A and bonus content after the recording at sellerroundtable.com. Sponsored by the ultimate software tool for Amazon sales and growth, SellerSEO.com and AmazingAtHome.com.